Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc. I help solve your sleep problems without dangerous drugs. Today I'm talking about, for women trying to conceive and have a baby, regular bedtime may reduce the time it takes to become pregnant. So listen up, here's the details on this. In a prospective cohort study designed to determine the association of different measures with the time to conception, researchers from Washington University in St. Louis found that women who were trying to become pregnant, who had more regular bedtimes, took less time to conceive than whose bedtimes were more erratic. They presented these findings at a scientific congress and expo in Denver. Here's the details. They recruited women from the community who were planning pregnancy and issued them actigraphs to wear continuously for 2 weeks to record and measure their activity and rest cycles. Participants were included in the study if they had at least 7 days of using this actigraphy data and a confirmed conception date. The actigraphy data was used to ascertain the women's time of sleep onset, waking, and sleep duration. Because most use alarm clocks, very little variation was observed in the wake-up times, so those were consistent. Participants were placed in quartiles based on how much their sleep onset time varied from day to day. Women with the lowest quartile had variations of less than 67 minutes a day in the time they went to sleep each night. Bedtimes for women in the highest quartile varied by more than 138 minutes. So in the lowest quartile, the women on average went to bed within an hour, 60 minutes, of the same time every night. And then the highest variation, the women fluctuated over 2 hours from when they went to bed. So it wasn't consistent bedtime by a couple hours, over 2 hours. Of the 176 participants, 75 were pregnant by the end of the year following the initiation of the study. Those who became pregnant were more likely to be white, have a lower BMI, body mass index, and have higher levels of education and income. After adjusting for income and BMI, participants with less variation in time they went to sleep had significant shorter time to conception than women whose sleep onset was less predictable. So again, the less predictable group, they varied their bedtime by over 2 hours, and the lowest quartile varied their bedtime around an hour, within an hour of going to bed at nearly the same time. Neither sleep duration nor wake-up time was associated with shorter time to conception. Dr. Elizabeth Ginsberg says in a release, "We know that adequate sleep is important to normal hormonal regulation and healthy functioning. This study indicates that women planning to conceive, the establishment of regular bedtime habits could be advantageous." Absolutely agree with Dr. Ginsberg, because short sleep, short life, short sleep, number one organ that gets hit is heart and cardiovascular system. However, the hormones leptin and ghrelin that have everything to do with craving sweets and satiety and stopping eating, our metabolism, our function, the clearing of the plaque in our brains, and the cortisol release that's increased with short sleeps has everything to do with not regular sleep, circadian rhythm, short sleep, disrupted sleep, fragmented sleep. So it's pretty cool. As I stated in the beginning, for women trying to conceive, regular bedtime may reduce the time it takes to become pregnant. And so this study of 176 participants showed that regular bedtimes did enhance and reduce the time it takes to become pregnant. So there you have it. Another really good reason, if you're planning to have a child, first child, second child, or more, really dial in a routine in the evening and morning. Keep that circadian rhythm. You become pregnant, you be healthier, you have more energy, be happier. So as always, sweet dreams, everybody. Hope this helps. If you have any further questions, check out drhedley.com or check me out on Facebook under Dr. Mike Headley. Have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.